Log 5826. I am feeling happy. And for 3 entire years, Sherlock Holmes needed to fake his death. And John Watson didn't even know!
You really don't know anything, do you? Do you want to go on a little adventure?
Hi, you're Log, right?
Yes, Log is who I am.
How did you end up in the car where Tinker found you?
I don't know. I've just been there, and so have the books. And the tune.
The tune?
May I see your ticket, please?
You don't happen to know anything of a saboteur known as Tinker, do you?
I don't even like this place. Sometimes I'm sick of fighting for it.
Do you think happiness and safety comes naturally? Do you think the trains would still be moving if we just allowed anyone to break them? We are here to protect you.
The Mechadova Engine is an upcoming queer steampunk audio drama about meaningless structures, community, and how knowledge is preserved and retold. Consider sharing or donating to our Kickstarter linked below, or find more information at mechadovapod.com.
Aja and Scout chased each other in the greenhouse for ages. It was adorable.
Aw, I can't believe I missed that.
I still haven't gotten to see Aja for more than a few seconds.
We'll have to fix that when we see you two again, won't we, Hen?
Sounds good to me.
When do you think you'll not be back, I guess, but finish your mission? As much as I love hanging out in here with everyone and talking to you over the radio, I'd much rather see you both in person.
Not to mention the tensions are high up here. I've been able to keep the council from shutting down the broadcast, but they're not happy. And the more you reveal with those audio logs, the closer the council members get to snapping.
We're close, I swear.
I sure hope we are. We're heading to the last location we really know anything about. After this, we'll be at a dead end. Which means that when we get here, either we fail our mission...
or we meet Simon Humus.
Shit, I think we're out of gas.
Good timing, I guess. We're here.
What is that?
Shit.
Did you just lock the door?
I don't know, I panicked.
Let me in immediately.
No can do, sorry.
Why do you want into the radio station?
We let it slide when it was just 2 people without a hope in the world of actually finding things out. But if you're telling me that those 2 are about to find Simon Hubitz himself, then I'm telling you that this broadcast is over.
I'm afraid that's not possible, Dr. Alora.
I'm afraid you'll have to make it possible, Tyrum, or the guards will burst down this door for me.
Winston, Esme, block the door with whatever furniture you can move. And keep this broadcast going and make sure you don't lose Mason and Will's signal. I'm sorry, Doctor, but you aren't getting in. People need to hear this.
Ugh, you will lose your spot on the council for this, Tyrum.
So be it. Mason, Will, are you there?
We're here. We just got inside the hospital.
We'll mute our side so we don't give away your position to any zombies, but we'll keep you on the air while you explore. Find this guy, Mason.
We will.
Come on, I found the staircase to the basement.
Oh, now this is a lab.
Yeah, it's huge. Mason, look.
Is that a zombie in a freezer?
It's strapped to a hospital bed and stuck in a big walk-in freezer for the people at home.
I can feel the cold from here.
Someone was preserving this zombie.
Oh, hey, there's a computer here, and it's already logged in.
Can Can you find any more audio files?
Yeah, there's a folder here, and none of them are password protected.
Holy shit, play one.
On it.
This is Simon Hubis, log. One. Should I start over at this point? I thought I had finally found the cure for Eddie's illness, but something went wrong. She's gotten even more sick, and she's been acting strange. She complains of hunger pangs no matter how often she eats, and her skin has taken on a sickly pallor. I must keep working. Surely it was just a minor mistake. It can be fixed. For now, she will stay in her regular hospital room. I can fix this. I will fix this. End audio log.
Mason?
That zombie. That's Edia.
Not just that, Mason. She's
patient zero.